You know, back in time, if I had to do this interview before I had an understanding, before I myself have interacted with individuals living with HIV and AIDS, I would have started the interview by saying, next up, we have this brave author, Cindy Pivasek, who's going to be joining us to talk to us about her book that she's written about her life, having contracted the HIV and AIDS virus, and how she's living her life now with that HIV and AIDS virus. But now I sit back and I look and I say a very good morning to Cindy Pivasek. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Cindy, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And I mean, you heard what I just said now, but I mean, I've read your synopsis of the book, and one of the things that caught me as soon as I saw it, and you say, it's all about you. If you can live with yourself, stuff everyone else. I mean, right there. Right there. That says it all. I love that line. That just caught me right there. But I mean, talking about that and talking about your book, I mean, the name of the book, your book is Deadly Seducer. Just give us a brief idea what the book is all about.
It's pretty much about the person that knowingly infected me and the journey that I walked with the virus and how I coped with it and came through the various acquired diseases, which were quite numerous, and I came out still smiling. I was unfortunate enough, or in some circumstances, I do tell people I was fortunate enough to go through the various diseases, like shingles, pneumonia, I had TB meningitis, I had two strokes, I had cancer, all within a four-year period. It just goes to show that one doesn't have to die when you have contracted HIV. So that is what that is all about.
And talking to the book, though, I mean, for me, from what I read, more of it being, yes, you're telling a story, but it's almost like it's a celebration. It's just a celebration of life.
It is most certainly. I'm just very fortunate that I came out on the other side. Why allow yourself to get into a rut and a bad space just because of your status? I like to tell people that I am more than my status. I'm not going to let my status define me. It did, however, I must admit, take me quite a while to disclose my status. And when I did, I just decided to go big or go home, as they say. And that's part of the reason why I put the book out there, because if I'd known what I'd known 6 years later when I did disclose my status, I would have done it a lot earlier because people were a lot more accepting than I actually expected.
If you're joining us on the show this morning, it's 48 minutes past four. We're joined on the line by the author of the book called The Deadly Seducer. Her name is Cindy Pivasek, and she's joining us this morning to talk to us a little bit more about her book, which is just a book where it's a real life account of how she came to contract HIV and how she's living healthier in years later with HIV and AIDS, and just taking people through that process. And as I've mentioned earlier on, for me, it sounded like the book is more about a celebration of life more than anything else. To you listening at home, 021-446-0567 is a number that you can dial. You don't have to tell us your name, but you can ask questions that you'd love to hear Cindy answering to you. Cindy, talking to that though, also we talk about it, as you've mentioned, it was a celebration of life, but you also mentioned that, you know, it sounds easier now, but you had to go through a process. In going through that process though, I mean, what were some of your supporting structures? Do you talk about that in your book?
Yes, I do. But the fact of the matter is that I did not have any support structures because I did not initially disclose my status. But once I did, it was unbelievable the amount of support that I did get. My biggest support probably was my mother and my family members. And that is the first thing that scares people when they feel they want to disclose their status, is how their family is going to react and then their peers. And it's actually not as bad as most people. Obviously, there will be people that are still discriminatory. But the fact of the matter is your family, the people that you need to have around you will be around. And those that don't want to be around, you actually don't need them in your space. it is a difficult decision to make, and it's not one I say take lightly, and also not to do on your own. It's always handy to have a third party as a mediator to assist, a counsellor or somebody in that line to help you through the process.
And what I like about the book also is that you seem to go into detail also in your personal life, where I think you invite us, where you talk about your first and second marriages and things like that. I mean, is that the plan, in that, you know, when you open yourself out, other people tend to learn from you and take it from there?
Yes, very much so. Just to show everybody that I'm just a regular person. There's nothing special about me. It's just that that is who I am. And as simple as we are, exceptional things can happen to you no matter what precautions, etc., you do take. So, yes, I am just a normal, everyday person that has same issues in my life as everybody else.
And so I'm Abs. I've gotten this book. I am HIV positive. I'm HIV negative. It doesn't matter. What am I supposed to get out of this book? So I read it. What is the message?
The message at the end of the day is to tell people that no matter what happens to you, whether it be HIV, whether it be something else, there's always that light at the end of the tunnel. You need to be able to see that there is a future for you. When I was diagnosed, I was 46 years old. I'm now 59, and I still have a life. There's so much more to a person than being HIV positive. I've made lots of changes in that time. I've started new ventures. I've moved cities, and I live a full, full life. There's no reason not to.
I am joined on the line by the author of the book, Deadly Seducer, Cindy Pavasek, joining me this morning to talk to us about her book, her latest book, which is literally a real-life account of how she came to contract HIV and how she's living a healthy life years later. And, you know, it's an all-open book where it's, I have to say this again, it's about celebration of life. Cindy, I mean, forgetting about the book for one second, I mean, looking to you as an individual, you've mentioned that there was a stage where you weren't talking to anyone. It was your thing. But then you decided at a later stage that, you know what, I got to share this. I got to work with everyone else. I mean, going through those emotions, I'm not going to say what broke or what gave. That I don't know. What was it on that day, if you can just give me an account, on that day when you decided, you know what, I'm going to tell them. What was that for you personally?
Either I'm going to be telling people that I can get that support. And when I did eventually do that, the relief and the freedom I felt that I can actually speak about it comfortably, just to get myself to that place, was an enormous feat to be able to say, look, because when I was diagnosed, it was still, you're going to die. But when I did eventually realize that I'm not going to die, there's still a lot of time left for me, even having gone through all the acquired diseases, I thought, you know what, why not share this with everybody so I can take some of that fear away from them, not only for myself, because I'd already got past that fear. Just to show people that, you know what, even if you are HIV positive, there is life after diagnosis. So that is kind of how I got there. And I was really pushed by one or two friends. Actually, one friend, she just pushed me and said, you have to write that book.
Absolutely fantastic. And then just talking about the book, I mean, to our listeners, where can we find the book? Is it available? What store is it available on?
I also run a non-profit organization, and I do counseling. Well, I started off counseling, and then the book eventually came. And what I do is I use that book very much as a funding for my nonprofit, because I'm not up for begging money for support from corporates and so on. Mm. So I actually just I distribute that book myself directly to people. So yeah, they can get it from me. I have a website, which is, may I say?
By all means, carry on.
Thank you. It's www.cindy@cindypavasek.co.za. And I mean, I tell everybody, if you can't spell my surname, which is difficult, all you do is hashtag Cindy HIV, and you'll be able to find me on Google. I'm easy enough to stalk.
Not a problem. I like it when you put it like that. But Cindy, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And, you know, it's an absolute pleasure having a chat with you. And I must say, you know, we look into South Africa right now where we've got so many young people where whenever they think of HIV AIDS, it's a death sentence. And it's acceptable that there are some communities that still don't understand what HIV and AIDS is.
That's true, and it's shocking actually in our day and age that people are still ignorant, for want of a better word, about the situation, and still they're not getting enough education in the schools, at home. The parents are not getting, the children are not getting, and we seriously still do have an epidemic here. It's quite scary.
All right. Cindy, it has been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. I thank you so much for joining us this morning, and all the best for your book.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That is author of The Deadly Seducer, Cindy Pevasic, joining us on the line this morning. Thank you so much.